Hey, what's up, everybody? This is AITA Pod. Got like sick ep for you all today. I'm joined by my guest. She's like super chill. Nikki, what's up?
Well, there's a ceiling, a smoke detector, and a ceiling titty.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yes.
Are you familiar with the ceiling titty?
I'm sorry? Nah. Ceiling titty?
Yeah, it's...
The roof's got boobs?
It's that weird lamp design that's like a globe and then a little
nipple. Oh, yeah.
That you like...
Hell yeah.
Change the light bulb.
I like that. Sometimes I'll look at that and I'm like, hell yeah, dude.
Boobs or ceiling titties?
Both. But like, yeah, sometimes I'm like laying in bed looking at the ceiling titty and I'm like, damn, I wish she had one more, you know?
Or
that'd
like
be
a
lit.
Or like a little bit closer.
Yeah, I wish, like, I don't know. One time I was like, oh, I'm gonna get a ladder. You know what I mean? Like, just get in on it. Just go for it.
You need a whole ladder? Like, I feel like I just need a step ladder.
Yeah, I'm 5'8", so, you know. Or as I like to call it, a lizard, because, like, lizards are close to the ground.
You know, when people ask how high I am, I like to answer 5'9". That's, like, my go-to.
I get it.
Thank you.
Because that's your height.
5'9".
That's good. Can I have that? 5'9", yeah.
It is yours.
Well, yo, it's, like... kind of crazy because like we'll just be like, oh, I'm 5'9", and everyone's like, you go in your head and you're like, oh, 5'9", right? But like really though, you're just saying like I'm 5, I'm 9. It's like you're just saying numbers, dog. Like what are you even talking about, you know?
Sorry, I zoned out for a second because I was like, well, Courtney and Hannah don't know what that means.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like people who use meters. That shit's crazy though because they're all like, oh, it's easy, bro. It's easy because there's 100 in a meter, you know? And you're like, oh, yeah, that's chill. But then they're like, oh, a mile is 2.1 of these. And you're like, what? Dude, that's rude.
I know there's a trick to miles. I wanted to make a joke, but I cannot remember. It's like 2 tomatoes or something.
Is that a thing? 2 tomatoes in a mile?
And a stalk of celery.
And a stalk of celery?
Stalk
of celery. How many miles in a kilometer, here we go. 0.62, dude. That's like, oh, like how's that supposed to be good?
Yeah, who's gonna fucking remember that? It's 1 mile, 1.6 miles.
They need, like, there's so many systems. Like I was thinking about, like, there's so many systems that are messed up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like patriarchy, and then there's like capitalism, but then there's also just like when I get the hot dogs and the hot dog buns, and you're just like, what system is this, you know? Because there's 8 hot dogs but 10 buns. It's like, what, whose fault is that, you know? Like what systemically did that?
I think you're onto something. I think if we can convert everyone in the world to using miles instead of kilometers, we can solve world peace.
I think so. Like, you know, I don't think we should like war about it. I wonder if there's ever been a war like that though. The unit war. We're like, yo, if you don't switch to like doubloons or whatever, we're gonna like kick your ass.
I think it's more about America rebelling, just being that like, you can't tell me what to do. I'm free now. But then there's like 2 other countries who don't use who use our system. And it's like, where did that come
from? Oh, is that real?
Yeah, there's 2 of them.
There's random countries that use.
You Google it.
Which countries use American?
I might be confusing Fahrenheit and Celsius. Maybe that's what they use, but I might be imperial system too.
I think if you write brother into your Google search, it should give you like really chill responses. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't search for the word brother. It's just like, oh yeah, you're my brother too, brother. And it, like
and sister, gotta get the equality.
Or sister, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be.
How like are that. We going to achieve world peace? How am I going to achieve that with you when you're completely leaving out the feminine?
Yeah, no, you're right. Because people are like, oh, world peace. And you're like, oh, okay, the countries won't fight. But it's like, there's so much other non-peace, bro. You don't even know, sis, I mean, too. Like, there's just so much, like, animals are fighting, too, you know? It's, like, ugly.
It is a dog-eat-dog world. Or a more fun way to say it, dog-eat-dog.
Doggy dog. I thought doggy it was dog, doggy dog till last year. My cousin Rico was like, nah, it's dog eat dog. And I was kind of sad because I was like, nah, it's doggy dog. Dog.
Were you at a barbecue? He may have been seeing the dog eat a hot dog.
Eat a hot dog? Yeah.
Dog eat dog.
So can I ask you a personal question?
Always.
You know, like, weed is chill and shit, but is that why your hair is green?
No, but a lot of people ask me that about St. Patrick's Day, too. They're like, oh, you got your green. Truly, it's just my sister choosing for me.
Your sister wanted you to have a hair color?
She's the one that's really into hair, so she will bleach and dye my hair. And I don't tell her. I tell her not to tell me the dye color. I don't even see it until I've rinsed my hair out and look in the mirror.
And then what do you say?
She's always picked well, except for one time she tried to do like a peach and it was not happening. So she ran to the store and got a blue.
Oh, so you said no to peach and then she had to redo it?
Yeah. Tragically, I have very dark hair naturally. So bleaching it is very difficult and you can't really get it to a white. So lighter colors like peach don't really work out.
Oh, damn. That's sad.
Truly.
Peach is a good color and a good fruit and a good emoji too. Peach is kind of like having a year, you know?
Yeah, except I went to the gas station today and wanted to get some raspberry tea and they only had peach and I don't like peach tea, so not a fan. I'm anti-peach.
Anti-peach, huh?
It's the stance I'm taking.
You know what I saw? Is that Arizona iced tea that you drink?
No, peace tea.
Oh, peace tea? That's chill. Supporting the cause. Yeah, there's like Arizona iced tea, you know? Everything's getting more expensive and Arizona iced tea is still going to be 99 cents.
Unless it's packaged in a plastic bottle, which we do have out here. Now that is $1.29.
That's sad.
And the fact that they made it plastic, they added to the waste along with the price is just...
Yeah. What were you saying about that? I thought that was pretty chill. You were saying you don't use plastic anymore. That's like pretty sick.
I'm trying to reduce the harm I give put into the world. I buy like recycled stuff or I buy thrifted clothes. I don't buy new clothes. I try to limit my waste and I'm a pescatarian and limit my dairy because I don't like the meat and dairy industry and it's a little things, but it makes me feel better about it. So
that's a lot though. Like
it does add
up. That's a lot to do for animals.
Yeah, and when I have meals with people, oftentimes they'll respect my dietary preferences and so they will also not eat meat, and that's less demand, less need for supply. Cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was at first I was like, you know, you're doing so much for animals. They should do something for you. You know, maybe just like, I don't know, bring you something from the forest or something, you know, like some kind of treat, but
I would really love to befriend some crows. I don't know if you're on Befriend Crow TikTok, but it is a side of TikTok you want to be on. They bring you trinkets when you befriend them and they like tell their friends about them.
I can see that for you.
Really want a domesticated raccoon at some point. I would really love their little hands.
Yo, I saw one at the park. I was with Rico. We just hit the roar and we went over and like, I was like, you gotta see this park, bro. It's so sick. There's all these geese and shit. And then we saw this raccoon. You're not gonna believe this. He got in the lake. He didn't jump in. He like got in. And I was like, that's like an aquatic raccoon. Like, cause you know, like, have you ever seen the fish coming out of the water, you know, and it like just got the legs or whatever?
Oh, of course, all the time.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe raccoons are like reversing it, you know, because they could like get some good like traction with their hands, you know.
Maybe in the future I'll own a mermaid raccoon. I actually went a quarter of a century never seeing a raccoon in person, and when I finally saw one, I was alarmed because I thought it was an injured cat. Like I thought it was a cat just walking all kinds of fucked up. And then I saw it and I was like, oh my God, that's what raccoons move like. It was, but I adore them.
You just thought a raccoon was a broken cat. You're like, oh damn.
I thought it was an injured cat just limping away. And I was like, oh my God. And then I saw it. I was like, oh my God.
That's funny, man.
Oh my God. You remind me of someone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let's move on.
You got it? No, I feel you. You like smoke like a lot, huh? Because like you smoke.
I have a very low tolerance too.
And like what? How do you do it? Like, you know, I'm thinking about getting into the waxes or the resins, you know, but I don't know. It seems intense. My friend has a torch. I was like, damn, dude, not really trying to fly a hot air balloon, brother, you know?
First off, my torch is a creme brulee torch. So think outside the box.
Oh, you use a resin?
Yeah, well...
Wait, a creme brulee torch? That's crazy. What do you mean? Oh, like to do creme brulee.
Yeah, it's actually for, like, cooking creme brulee, but you can use it for a rig, too. But,
I thought creme brulee was, like, a brand. I was like, oh, hell yeah.
No, I have misplaced my pen, which is no surprise, knowing me. I misplaced it before I even started smoking. But
Oh, we lost it. That's the thing about 420. You know, you'll be in it and you're there and you're just like,
oh, yes.
We just hit cruising altitude. And then you're like, oh, I don't even know where I am.
So I don't buy wax or shatter anymore. I just buy the concentrate and the vape because I am a rig killer. In the span of 6 months, I broke 3 rigs, like 5 bangers.
Yeah.
It just got expensive and dangerous.
What is a rig and a banger?
Oh boy. So the banger is the little like glass piece that you put the dab in and heat up and smoke out of. And then the rig is the bigger piece that has the water.
Oh, damn. I guess I'm just boring, you know, smoking my little joint, you know?
Well, come smoke with me.
Because I'm old fashioned, you know? You're in Colorado. That's like the weed. That's sometimes people go to Colorado. I'm like, you mean Weedington, D.C.?
Something that I really love to talk about is that Colorado and Washington were the first 2 states to legalize marijuana.
Yeah.
And that same year that they legalized it, the Seahawks and the Broncos went to the Super Bowl. So there were all kinds of memes about the smokable, and it just tickled me.
Oh, shit.
There was also one year, I should have looked up the stat before starting, but I probably wouldn't have remembered it, but the Rockies ended the season with a .420 average.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I love that. Like, everyone on the internet's always posting, like, 420, 69. I'm like, oh.
And I don't remember shit, but I remember that.
Yeah. I don't know. I like a good number, you know? When I was a kid, people were like, what's your favorite color? I'm like, I don't know. I know my favorite number, though.
What's your favorite number?
13.
What's your lucky number?
My lucky number is a secret. I don't tell people because it's kind of dangerous, you know?
Can I guess it? And if I guess it correctly, you'll tell me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it 13?
No. Ah. That's a good guess. So that was a good guess.
Thank you. A lot
of people fall into that trap.
Mm. Can I have one more guess?
Absolutely. Go for it.
2 more guesses. 31.
Okay, 2 more guesses. No, 31's good, though. 31's a good number. It's like, oh, there's 30. Oh, there's his friend, 31. What's up, dude? Yeah, I seen you too, man. What's up?
Is it 420?
Nah, because I picked my favorite number before I got into weed, you know?
Is it 69?
No.
Wait, we're talking about your lucky number.
I know.
Your favorite number is 13.
Yeah.
Talk about your lucky number.
Yeah, you're right. That's what we're still talking about, for sure.
Is it 710?
710?
Do you know what that reference is?
No, what's that?
It's 420 is just weed in general. 710 is concentrate. It's upside down, it's oil. O-I-L.
Why do they... Oh, damn.
I flip it around, it spells oil.
You're into that, like, real weed shit, you know? You're into, like... People are like, yo, I like weed. All right, let's make something that's even more weed than weed. And then a scientist is like, all right, yeah, it's a resin, bro. It's crazy. It's like, wasn't it kind of good enough? I don't know, it's a little rude, you know? Like, oh, it's not good enough. We got to, like, make it even more concentrated, you know?
Well, people
they should
also,
do that with other shit.
People
Sorry,
also
go
think,
ahead.
You're good. People also think it's weird that I don't smoke bud or flower. I just don't like the taste, and I never have. But, like, I guess it's a weird thing when you only smoke concentrate but not bud.
Yeah, word.
I don't. Kind of like for the same reason you don't smoke wax.
Yeah, for real. It's too much. It's too much. All right, let's do some Am I the Asshole? This could be cool. I was over here looking at this Reddit. I don't really get Reddit. It's like,
yes,
it's a lot of stuff, you know? It's like, I don't know, I don't really get it. I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? It's like,
oh,
calm
is that
down.
Were you not asking me if you're an asshole?
What
I said? Yes, you asked am I the asshole, and
you're
I said
calling
yes.
Me an asshole?
Wasn't that what you were asking? Did you not want me to be honest?
Oh no, I was, oh my god, wow, whoa, what's going on?
I don't know.
Holy,
I'm so
shit,
sorry,
dude. Call me an asshole now? No, that's the name of the subreddit.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
You know that. Don't, come on. Don't even be like that. All right, let's do this here. What do we got? AITA for smoking weed in the living room. So we've been dating about 5 years. Needless to say, we've been comfortable with each other. She's up for a new job that requires a drug test, so she's refrained from smoking and directly being around smoke. With that being said, sometimes I can't sleep, so I stay in the living room and watch something and smoke a little. Been there. We've been smoking in the living room prior to her job acceptance. When she accepted the job, I had switched to either smoking outside or in the basement. One night early last week, I asked if it's okay if I used her old smoke buddy and smoke in the living room. For anyone who doesn't know what a smoke buddy is, it filters a smoke and scent out of the air. Oh yeah, I love those little things. You put the little dryer sheets onto cardboard. That shit was sick. That's how I passed college. It filters the smoke. She says that's not necessary. Just turn the air purifier on the highest setting. Highest, right? Mm-hmm. Given that I'm about to turn myself on the highest setting, that seemed appropriate. Oh, shit. He made the same joke as me. What's up, brother? Weblimp 3520, brother. Fast forward to last night, same week. She wakes up and scolds me for smoking in the living room. I explained that I thought what I was doing was acceptable, and she says my memory's wrong. She said that prior to telling me to smoke in the basement, I have a pretty bad memory, and at the time, I chalked it up to just that. This morning, when I tell her I don't think my memory was wrong, and she agrees, I explained why what she said hurt and made me question genuine memories. She then goes on to tell me that she felt like I was being inconsiderate and selfish. If that were the case, would I have asked in the first place?
Is that it?
That's it. AITA. They didn't write it. I just said that, but that was the end.
I guess I'm just at a loss because, like, sounds like they solved the problem. The only issue right now, they're not fighting. The only issue right now is who was right. There's no conflict anymore. It's just like, oh, but you remembered wrong. Oh, I don't think so. And then it sounds like they worked it out.
Yeah.
I would say that's a pretty solid no assholes here situation. Like,
damn, you're like, just going right for it like that? Shit.
Catch up.
No, it's all good.
I feel like there is a genuine miscommunication, and there are certainly times you can be an asshole without meaning to, but I feel like most of the time there is some intent behind it to have to pin blame on someone. Like, if you're gonna blame someone, there has to be some intent, for the most part, not every time.
Yeah,
so
I
think it was just like a genuine, like, oh yeah, I thought she said this, and she might have been tired and misremembering, but I don't know, it just seems weird that they would post, because it's like, problem sounds like it's solved.
Yeah, I guess I'm not really seeing it that way, like no bad vibes or anything, but I don't know. I just thought it was weird that she's like, oh, your memory's wrong. It's like, all right, but, you know, that's not true. You know what I mean? Like, that's like gaslighting, you know? I know people are always like, oh, everybody's always saying it's gaslighting, you know? Like, Rico was like, oh, my mom's a narcissist. I was like, all right, dude, but like, your mom just sucks, bro. You know what I mean? But like, I don't know. She's kind of like saying like, oh, that didn't really happen, you know?
Yeah, I cannot.
But I guess he's high, though, huh?
I was about to say, I can't defend him. My memory is horrible when I smoke. There's other reasons for that beyond the marijuana, like medication and PTSD, but a lot of it is the weed.
For real. Yeah, I mean, this doesn't really seem like a super big deal, you know? It's kind of like, all right, dude, let's see what other people said on the internet. All right, welcome to r/amitheasshole. Please view our voting guide here. Oh, this is like a bot, dude. Damn. Scroll down. What's up?
Scroll down a bit.
Oh, here we go. Quintessence says, ESH. Secondhand pot smoke is almost certainly not going to show on a drug test, but you should probably avoid smoking around her until she gets the new job. You also cleared something being okay once. It also sounds like she gaslit you. Oh, shit. Who is this? Quintessence 314 has my back. When you said things, making you question your memory over things you both know to be true is a huge red flag. And instead of apologizing, she's ignoring your hurt feelings. Honestly, I feel like that's pretty legit.
I feel like the stakes are too low for anyone to be an asshole in this. It's the paradigm.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
The no assholes here, everyone sucks here paradigm.
That's deep.
I think the fact that she did not lose her job or get, there was nothing bad that came out of this, I don't think. Because it's so no stakes, I would say no assholes here.
I'm with it. I don't need to like be like, oh, your girlfriend's a gaslighter. Like, come on, you know. Rico was saying that too. He's like, oh, my girlfriend is manipulating me. I was like, bro, come on. Like, just send her another letter. She's in freaking jail, dude.
Speaking of Rico, can we rewind to when you said you were gaslighting Rico? About his mom being a narcissist?
Oh, no, I was saying he was calling her a narcissist.
Yeah, but is she?
I don't know, but it's like everyone now is all like, you know, you'd be like, I can't stop drinking. And then someone's like, you're an alcoholic. And it's like, all right, dude, like, come on. You know what I mean?
You spend a lot of time with Rico. How are you not familiar with his family dynamic? Do you care about him at all?
I care. Oh, my God. Yeah, I, like, love him. He's like a brother to me. Like, I gave him, like, honestly, I probably gave him, like, an eighth. Like, we were, like, really getting in there, you know? We went to Venice Beach and shit. He bought this. What's up?
I went there once. I saw the bodybuilders, and I was completely intimidated. Now I lift weight. Funny how that works.
Yeah, they're big over there. And he bought this really funny shirt, and it said, shut up, you fucking fuck, on the shirt.
That just reminded me of who you reminded me of. Have you seen Finding Nemo?
Nuh-uh.
Well, there's a turtle. I don't remember his name.
Little Turtle Boy?
Big Turtle Boy. He was 150 years old.
That's crazy. That's so old.
Yeah.
But they go so slow. So maybe if you're a turtle, like, that kind of feels like, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of need that much time really to get everything done, you know?
Sea turtles aren't slow. Land turtles are.
Sea turtles are fast?
I mean, they swim. And you've seen the little guys run out to sea. They got to run fast, otherwise they'll be eaten.
Yeah, shit. Every time I hang out with animals, I'm just like, yeah, I don't really want any part of that, you know?
I think the sea turtles have somewhere to go. The land turtles are just taking their time.
Yeah, right? Like, I don't know. A turtle doesn't seem like that big of a deal because you're, like, there and you're eating grass. And then if somebody comes, you just go in your shell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's probably weird if you're, like, in there and then you're like, is he still out there? Like, is that coyote still out there? And you're like, pop out a little bit. And you're like, oh, he's still fucking out here. And then you just got to wait.
Would you like to hear my turtle story?
Hell yeah.
I was in Wisconsin and there was a turtle crossing the road. Just small town, side neighborhood street. There was, like, nothing happening.
Yeah.
Well, my mom went and picked it up because it was going probably to lay eggs in the sand.
Oh, shit.
And I was holding it. My mom said to hold it. It was all tucked in the shell. And she said, when you tug on the tail a little bit, he'll come out. So she tugged on the tail and he peed on me. Or she. If she was laying eggs, he was probably a she. She was not thrilled about that.
Damn. Yeah, I'd be pissed too. I'd be like, yo, I'm literally, in my house. Can
literally
you not?
Pissed. Literally
I'm,
pissed.
I'm going to get a nest, record you, and post it on the turtle internet because you're harassing me. And that, I don't know. If I was a turtle too, I was thinking like, I would, like, if someone was messing with my tail, that wouldn't make me come out. I'd be like, stay in.
Right.
Stay in. You know what would be cool about being a turtle? You're not really affected by, like, housing prices. You know, you're like, yo, I just came with this shit. You know what I mean?
But you can never upgrade.
That's true. You're stuck
in it.
You get
what you get. You're literally stuck. Like, the skeleton is the
shell. Oh, is that for real? If you pop the skeleton, that's it. If you pop the shell, there's nothing in there, like, strong?
It is part of the skeletal system, as far as I know. Hermit crabs can change houses whenever they want.
Yeah, hermit crabs are sick. I want to get a hermit crab and a sea monkey.
Don't get a hermit crab. They do not do well in captivity, and they're not meant to be captive.
Is that true, though? Because they're like hermits, you know? So you'd think it'd be like, what's up, hermit? And they're like, actually, can you, like, leave me alone for a couple days?
If you were ever in a mall in, like, the 2000s with, like, those big displays that sold hermit crabs, those things are so fucked up. Like, people look back and they're like, what were we doing just doing that?
Because they hate it?
They're very fragile and they're not meant to be in captivity, so they die very easily. They also have very strong claws. I got my finger pinched many times.
Oh, a turtle fucked you up?
No, a hermit crab.
Oh, a hermit crab.
Turtles don't have pinchers. As far as I know, I don't know what kind of turtles you've been looking at.
I wonder if a turtle can bite. I bet it has to. It's got to, like, eat, I'm guessing. Or maybe they have, like, food inside their house.
Have you ever heard of the snapping turtle?
Yeah,
they
I've
got
heard
some
of that.
Jaws on them.
What's that?
They have some serious bite power.
Oh, damn. Crazy.
I think.
Do you ever, like, read about a new animal and you're like, damn, really? That guy's out there? You know, like,
I know of all the animals.
No way.
Tell me the one you just discovered.
No, you know about the one down there, that the fish down there with a little light bulb in front of its face?
Yeah, there's one in Finding Nemo, too. They had all the fish.
I never seen that fish before. I was like, yo, this guy came with electricity. This is crazy, bro.
Did you like his smile?
Yeah. I mean, no, not really. It was scary. But I was like, if you got electricity for free, right? Because you got your light. I was like, that guy should start like mining crypto. You know what I mean? Like, it's a no-brainer, dude.
Yeah, crypto bros typically don't have a brain.
Yeah. All right, let's do another one of these. AITA for throwing out my mom after she threw out my weed. Damn.
Okay, go on.
Throw away in case someone I know sees this. Don't want them to know my main Reddit. So I'm a 30-year-old man. I'm single and I live alone in a house that I own. Oh shit, turtle guy over here. A few months ago, you know what happened? And my mom lost her job. So I decided to let her stay with me. I have a medical marijuana card and smoke every day. I know my mom dislikes weed, so I warned her before she moved in that I would be smoking weed daily and wouldn't stop her. Oh, stop for her. Stop for her. She agreed and only asked that I smoked outside. What? It's his house, lady. Which I thought was a relatively reasonable request. That's what the guy is saying. Mm-hmm. Weed has a strong smell and many people don't like it. Pff, rude people. At first, this worked out fine, but she started making remarks about how I should quit. Yo, mom, chill. I mostly just ignored, brushed them off. Then it evolved to her demanding that I quit. Oh my God, dude, this is a bad vibe, mom. Like, yo, you're in his house. As if I were still a child she could issue orders to. Hell yeah, brother. I refused and told her she can move out if she doesn't like it. She started crying and saying that I don't love her. The next day, I come home from work to find her waiting for me. She explained that she had flushed my weed a little less than an ounce for my own good and demanded I go to treatment. I was furious, and not really about the weed. It's pretty cheap. I usually buy ounces for $125. Damn, that's super cheap, bro. I gotta, hit this guy up.
My dispensary sells them for $45.
For an ounce? No.
The taxes are very, very low in my dispensary city.
Yo, I've legit paid, like, $35 for 3.5 grams in Cali, so...
Come visit me in Colorado.
That's crazy. That's straight up crazy. That's like straight up inflation, bro. It's pretty cheap, and I can easily get more. It was about her total lack of respect for me. I'm an adult, own my own house. Damn, this guy's got his own house and shit. And have approval from the state to legally purchase and possess marijuana. So someone I'm doing a huge favor for demanded I stopped and threw out my stuff when I refuse is outrageous. Even if she pushed me out of her vagina 30 years ago. Oh, shit. Anyway, we argued about this and it became clear she wasn't sorry at all and that she'd do it again. So I told her she can't live with me anymore. I gave a month, but she's already packed all her shit and drove to my brother's house a couple hours away. AITA.
Yeah, NTA. Sorry, just jumping right in again.
Hell yeah. But no, like, if you got it in your heart, you got it, you know?
When I was 23-ish, I had to move back home for 6 months to in between my semester ending and an internship starting. And so I moved back into my childhood home for 6 months or 3 months, I don't remember how long. But my dad tried to implement a wake-up time, and he wasn't even home until 5 p.m. He was like, you need to be up by noon. And that was a night owl. A lot of my social life was online, and a lot of it was late at night. Word. And so the idea that he was trying to give me a wake-up time as a 23-year-old, I know I was in his house, but that was just outrageous to me. So the idea that he could come into my house and try to do that stuff, absolutely not. Like,
yeah, that's
kick mom to the curb. She has another place to go, so it's a little bit different than kicking her to the curb, but kick her to the curb. Good riddance.
Yo, I'm with it. It's his house, you know, and it's not even bothering her, you know? She's just like, she's just trying to, like, force shit, you know what I mean? It's like, some people are all about power and shit, and I'm like, yo, just chill.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, this honestly kind of reminds me of my cousin Rico's mom, because, like, he was drinking Bang, you know that shit? It's got, like, caffeine in it, like it's like a real strong energy drink, and he's like, he's having like, I don't know, like only a couple a day, three or four a day, and his mom's like, you're gonna die and that's too much. And I was like, you know, this is like that mom he's talking about. Maybe she is a narcissist, you know? It's like, dude, let a man drink his soda or like energy drink.
I think it's kind of inappropriate to diagnose someone you're not familiar with like one of those Cluster B, I think they're called.
Kinda, yeah,
Don't be calling people narcissists.
Yeah, that can go too far. But yeah, so like this mom just comes in and is like, yo, get rid of the weed, and then just like throws it out, dude. Or wait, did she flush it, dude? What did she do to it?
That's gonna fuck up the water supply. Like, so she is the asshole, definitely. Killing those fishies.
She flushed it, yo. That's crazy. Like, that's gonna make a bunch of like fish high and shit. Turtles and shit.
Yeah, oh, that's probably what happened to the turtle in Finding Nemo. But they were all like that. I guess Australia has some pretty good weed. We'll have to ask Hannah about that. Maybe she can put some in her gift boxes.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, that'll happen.
But like, yeah, I think like, you know, in the end, it's kind of like, it's not your house. You know what I mean? So like, you can't just do this. Actually happened to me. My parents like found, like, me and Rico, we were going to Cali, because this is when I lived in AZ, and I was like, yo, let's get like a shit ton of, you know, let's like load up. And then but my parents didn't even know that, and then they just found it and they were like, we know you were gonna take it to Cali. You know, we heard you say it. And I was like, shut up. You know what I mean? Then they flush it all. It's like so shitty, dude. But they didn't even know about all of it, because I hid a little nug in my Care Bear, like by my Care Bear in the closet. They didn't even know I had a Care Bear nug.
You had a tiny Care Bear. I feel like I could fit a whole ounce in one.
No, I didn't like put it in it. It was just kind of like the little Care Bear's like holding its heart, you know? And then it just like a little tuck in there. Couldn't even see it.
Oh, I thought you were like smuggling weed in your Care Bear. My bad.
No, they're just like, oh, you got no weed. I was like, I still got weed, you don't even know.
Damn. Who's your favorite Care Bear?
Pink one.
Do you know her name?
Marshmallow.
I cannot fact check you. I do not know any of their names. That could be correct.
Yeah, that's right. Let me look it up. What's okay. The name of the pink Care Bear?
I like the gloomy one.
Oh, it says here Cheer Bear, but I think that's like season 4 or something. I don't know. It kind of I was all into it, but then I was like, now the Care Bears are like, you know, they're like, oh, they're all twins. And it's like, dude, just don't change it, bro. It was like good, you know? All right, AITA for throwing out my mom after she threw out my weed. I think like this is like a no-brainer, you know?
You're the hero.
There we go. For throwing her out. Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Well, this has been like pretty chill. Not going to lie. Like, I don't know. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Are you gonna rip more after this?
Absolutely. You told me to behave and I was like, okay, and I really wish I'd gotten higher.
Oh, but damn. This was a good time. I'm sorry I said that. I said behave. Damn, that's like whack, because that's just not my vibe usually. Sometimes though, like, you know, Rico's mom will call me and tell me like, oh, get a job. And then I'll be like, oh, everyone needs to behave. You know what I mean? Like just that. It's like channeling. You know what I mean?
I do not recommend you tell people to behave, but considering this was me behaving, it was a good boundary to put up.
For real. Well, yeah, thanks again. And like, we'll see you guys. You know, I hope everyone had a good 4-2-0, you know?
I certainly did. Did you?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Peace, brothers and sisters. We'll see you guys next time. Until then, like, keep it mad chill with the side of like super chill. You know what I mean? Like ice cold.
And anytime someone asks how high you are, answer with your height.
5 foot.
Bonus 8. Points if it's not the system your country normally uses. Okay, bye.